52nd lesson. Some differences in spelling.
English became the official language of the United States almost by accident.
In the aftermath of the War of Independence and the creation of the new country, there were several contenders for the title.
French, thanks to Lafayette, Dutch, and a native Indian language were seriously considered. But English was the most practical solution, even though it was the language of the former colonial power.
In 1828, the lexicographer Noah Webster published his American Dictionary of the English Language, which contained a number of innovations. Most especially, he attempted to bring American spelling closer to pronunciation.
English people should be the first to admit that their spelling is totally chaotic.
Many logical changes were proposed, and a good number of them still exist today.
For example, in Britain you pay by check.
And in the US, by check.
If you are a tourist, of course, this will probably be a traveller's check.
Not a traveller's check.
The British go to the theatre.
While the Americans prefer the theatre.
Which is often located in the centre.
Or rather, the centre of the town.
A computer expert in Los Angeles will write a program,
whereas his counterpart in London will write a program.
These differences can be seen but not heard, and if you compare the sound to the spelling, you will have to admit that the American innovations are more logical than the original forms.
Unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on your point of view, not all Webster's reforms took root.
Laugh is still written the same in both countries, and not laugh, as Noah suggested.
But the approach had a lasting impact, and some words have an unofficial spelling that apes pronunciation.
Many American shops will post a sign saying that they are open from 9 through 5.
Instead of through.
And the ubiquitous you is widely used in names of corporations to replace you.
In California, you have to be 18 to buy liquor. A bar owner had placed a car license plate over the door to remind potential patrons of the law. The number on the plate?
RU18.
Exercises.
The place was in chaos when I arrived.
With their three children, the house is always chaotic.
Many people emigrated from Ireland to the U.S. in the past, and a good number still do.
I don't know exactly what he does, but he's a computer specialist of sorts.
We're open 9 through 5 all week.
In Britain, we buy alcohol in an off-license, and in the States, you buy liquor in a liquor store.
He's a contender for the world heavyweight boxing title.